Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
This month already has been declared as our month of the year of the Lord's favor. See, it's not even connecting very well. But here we don't wait till it makes sense. We just hear and move. So God has said it to us, it's our year. Our month, the month is our year of the year of the Lord's favor. Now, if you check the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, the Bible says the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Jesus, Jesus speaking. He said, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He said, he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind. He said, to release the oppressed. And then verse 19, he said, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. If you're a Bible student, you will know that this scripture is taken from Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 61, Isaiah 61 from verse 1 and 2, Isaiah 61 from verse 1 and 2, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 61, he said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me. That is what I want you to take note of. He said, the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. Now, there was a time I was speaking along this direction, and an analogy was brought to my mind. It has to do with students. Take for instance, every student in this place, for example, especially with the other time we say, so, like students, the analogy that came to my mind is that of students. That you enter on the 100 level. At the end of what that you did, maybe it's a 4-year course, 3-year, 5-year course, 6 years, or 6+S, as the case may be. Whichever course you are studying in school, at the end, there is that they are going to give you one paper. And then they are going to write it on it to whom it may concern. And I've often said it that sometimes students have been working around, that is, graduates have been working around with to whom it may concern. Because everywhere they have been going to, the people say it doesn't concern them. See, you guys, so that is why they have not been employed. So they certify them that to whom it may concern, this person has finished from this school. And then they carry it to your office. Say, did you concern? You say, it doesn't concern us. Did you concern? You say, it doesn't concern us. Now, the essence of that interview you are going for, that you are carrying that paper, is that they want to be sure that you are certified, you are truly certified as a graduate. Even if you did not go to school, even if the result was forged, at least they have seen a certificate that you hold. Now, when the Bible is saying, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to, what that thing is saying is that because he has certified me to. Hope you know that with you, how many of you have ever been to an hospital and then when you wanted to sit down in the hospital, during the consultancy, then you ask the doctor, where is your license? You don't ask the doctor where is your license. Even if it's a fake doctor, it doesn't concern you, provided he's putting stethoscope, lab coat, and maybe smiling and pressing some parts of your body. You feel he's a doctor, right? You know, ask for his license. That is number one. Number two is, how many of you have ever tried to enter a car? You are traveling. And then you call the driver. He said, can I see your driver's license? Because I don't want you to. You know, if whether you know how to drive or not, provided it's at the park, you sit down comfortably, believing that you know what he's doing. Right? Including the whatever. You also believe that, or you just go to the airport and then they say, the part, you say, no, I must see his certificate. All his paper must be complete. You go with the belief that the people that are dealing with you are professional, right? You see, when it comes to this scripture that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, that word anointed me, I want you to replace it with because he has certified me. In fact, I think there are some professions that after you are done, they will do induction. Another word is because the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because He has indulged me. I have taken oath to. So your certification that is in school, that paper you are holding, don't know what you are doing. But it's just a proof that we can begin to deal with, we can begin to negotiate with you that you should know what you are doing. So one of the things the anointing does, one of the things the Spirit of the Lord does is that it anoints you. He anoints you rather. He anoints you, He indulges you, He satisfies you. I want to be able to preach good news. That word good news is for you to be able to announce good news. Announce. He doesn't say, He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. And I love the next thing. He said to proclaim freedom for the captives. He said, and release from darkness for the prisoners. He said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. So, to claim the year of the Lord's favor is not on empty words. It is done by the anointing. Through the Spirit. And that is why Jesus knew this. He told his disciples, he said, guys, you are going to be my witnesses. But don't go anywhere until that holy convocation comes upon you. He said, don't go anywhere. Stay until thou be endued with power from on high. And in Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, He said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And then you shall be witnesses. So one of the reasons why the Holy Ghost is upon you is so that you can be witnesses. Say, I'm a witness. I don't like the way you're saying it. You can say it better. Say, I am a witness.
I am a witness.
Glory to God. Alright, so He said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I mean, Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 verse 1 and 2. So He said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, and to comfort all who mourn. Now, if you look at Luke chapter 4 verse 18 and 19, where we came, you discover that Jesus removed that day of vengeance of our God. But I'm not even going to go to that. I thought I asked Mr. and I thought I asked you to change something the other time now. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and day of vengeance of our God was what Isaiah said. But when Jesus was reporting that same thing, Jesus did not use that word. Now, it's not you who I sent. Because this one, everybody is using her to trace place now. Don't learn how not to be distracted with things. Glory to God. The year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. But when Jesus was talking about the same prophecy, He did not have the day of vengeance of our God. Same word that was said, that was repeated about Isaiah. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because do you know why Jesus did not have that day of vengeance of our God? If what He came to do was not vengeance. He has declared it. And that's why, you see, when you are doing copy and paste, be careful of prophecy. See, when you are reading Bible. Yes, when you are reading Bible. This was Jesus. Hope you note in the original manuscript that Jesus was reading, the day of vengeance of our God was there. Because if you read that Luke, where I want to start from is actually from that mic. There is the design. How many of you have seen that design? There is a mic on the design. This month, back. Take for instance now, as all of you are seated here now, just imagine with me for a while that for the last 5-15 minutes that I've been here, I was sitting the way you are and I'm doing. I did not say anything. One of the reasons why I'm mic'd is because I'm supposed to say something. One of the reasons why this one is also here is because I'm supposed to say something. The mic will not say anything to it. Hope you know this mic is not functional if it doesn't have sound. Oh, okay. This mic, no matter how expensive it cannot talk by itself. So proclaim means that this is not the season where you are going to be quiet. You are the one on the stage, you should say something. But it's the things that you should say that you should be careful about.
Jesus saw the day of vengeance of our God. He did not read it.
Because the way all of you are shaking your head now, it will be that you are not Bible student. It's only me that I'm... Glory to God. Please give me water. Pastor Mia has forgotten his role. This is the time I need water. You people are stressing me. I wish to say I'm joking. I am not. Glory to God. Praise God. Now we have seen the mic. Just give us the scripture now. They won't off your mic, Oga. Okay. Luke 4, verse 18 and 19. Please preach to your neighbor, you'll be blessed today. You see, church don't need to be like this. Tell them, church don't need to be like this. If you are coming for the first time, church don't need to be like this. Glory to God. All right, the Bible. Now, let's read this together. 2-3, go. He has sent me to. Wait, say that very well again. To. To. And release. Please, I want you to take note of this very carefully. Next verse, very quickly, because of my time. He said to proclaim the year. Look at this. Immediately Jesus ended this. What did he do next? Next verse, very quickly, sir. He said, then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant that sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue was on him. Verse 17. So that you will see where he was reading from. He said, this is 24, sir, 17. Please, can we read this together? He said, the scroll of prophets was... unrolling it, he found the place where it was. Now, Jesus unrolled the book of Isaiah. And what he read, he stopped at verse 19. Please show me verse 19 again. 19 of this. He said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then he closed the scroll. Let's now go back to that scroll that he closed. And see what was actually written there. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 from verse 1. Very quickly. He said, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me. Because the Lord has anointed me. Is he looking the same? That means that Jesus was reading this thing verbatim, right? He said, he sent me to bind up broken hearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. Is he looking the same? Yes. Next verse. Now look at this. He said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And there was no comma. And the day of vengeance of our God. But because it has to do with proclaim, Jesus did not proclaim that. He closed the scroll there. He had not even finished verse 2 when he closed the scroll. Because he said to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. Jesus has proclaimed the day of vengeance of our God. He has wasted why he came home. Don't forget the justice system of God. We will have been punished. Despite the day of favor of the Lord, the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance today, we will have been punished. Jesus knew when to close the scroll. There are some conversations that you are suffering from. Please be seated. Because you do not know when to close the conversation. You are still saying things as if you are joking. And like I was saying, I can't prepare for those of you. I've been checking some of your status. Your status is nothing to write home about. I used to be ashamed that I'm your pastor. That is the truth. If they tag pastors with members, some of you, members' status, I will have left WhatsApp. Some of the things, some of you screenshot and post. In fact, I did not know why I did not get you saved during August. Because we need to start from salvation for self. Not even, like, you need to first be saved. And let me help you. If you hide me from those that can see your status, I'm a spirit. You know what will happen? He's in church, I will call you. I said for the last 1 week, I've not been saying Mr. David. He posts every day. Because some of you, I know, you post every day. Even your dream, you may post. So, one of the ways why I know some of you are not feeling fine is if I have not seen your post. Or maybe there is no light in your area. And I do not say it's bad. But you should know when to close the scroll. Now, let me tell some of you that don't understand how this thing works. You go and see one nonsense that online, especially Twitter people, savage. Am I a spoon? If can tell my children that something, and you two, and you found it funny. Wow. I'm going to show you something about words. Please, was there a court when Esau? That thing you are doing is actually called sacrilege. It's called profanity. Was there a time at all in the Bible where there was a court that was proceeding over the conversation between Esau and Jacob? It was just words. A normal person can say, is he a spoon? You are not a spoon. You are a child of God. Jesus died for you. There are some things that are not joke. Even in your joke, you should watch your conversation. You are a Christian. Your words carry weight. You are useful. It looks like joke. You are catching cruise. When I finish school, I will not read soundboard. Then you now see you have sight issue. You have given permission to that. Did you know what you are saying as a Christian? Jesus told this course. He said the day of it as he closed it. He closed it. Day of vengeance. I know. I can't proclaim it. Proclaim the day of vengeance of our God. Me, I am under the blessing of. Guys, let me tell you the truth. This when I don't have anything to post, I just go and post, I'm under the blessing. So that they will say that man that used to say is under the blessing is truly under the blessing. Let's catch up with him. They are putting black status and dots. What is that? Hope you know in the realm of the spirit, including your salvation, you have to say it. If your salvation is dependent on you saying something, your going down also depends on you saying something. Somebody cannot jokingly, I cannot lead somebody to Christ and say he was joking. The realm of the spirit does not understand joke. Once you have just said, Lord Jesus, I believe you, it's become a reality. He's saved. And that is why you will see, during our evangelism month, once you go out, those guys, once you just say, they say, no, I'm an unbeliever, the guy is running away. Why? Because he knows that if he can say that thing will hurt him. Your salvation is just for you to say it. That's all. You understand? Your salvation. You know, it's even making sense. I remember when we were taking one of the review. One of the leaders was asking us that the same way we preach to people that are normal, is that the same way we are going to preach to an herbalist? Like, is there not supposed to be a special word we say to an herbalist? I said, is that simple? If an herbalist just says, Jesus, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe that you died for me. I believe in my heart that you died for me and rose on the third day for my justification. I declare you as Lord. He saved. Whether you believe it or not, he saved. As properly you have said it. It's you that are now going to go and be saying you are a spoon in a joke. Even in a joke, I'm not a spoon. The lowest I can be in a joke is a blessed man. Even in example, I'm always the angel. I am Darko, but you can't use me for devil. In example, if I don't take angel, I may act like Holy Spirit. Because I'm light. I may be dark skin, but I'm light spirit. You know why? Because I'm lighted by the word. I am not ordinary.
these are no empty words. Because when I said the word, God took it serious and saved me. When I said, Lord Jesus, he took it serious and saved me. That means that that is the foundation of every other saving I need. I watch what I say. I don't say nonsense. And that is why in this place, if you are working here for long, you can't say things are finished. Like when we are coming today, my wife was saying something. I always say it again. How you know you have not been in this meeting, or you don't even know us, is that when I say it again, you say the same thing. Because of this proclaim, I'm going to give you a distinction between positive speaking and what confession or proclamation really means. And that's why I started with that scripture that said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has satisfied. I'm indoctrinated. Yes, I am indoctrinated to say the right thing. I am not just proclaiming. Hope you know that most times when a doctor speaks, he speaks as an authority when it comes to your health. Because he is indoctrinated, he is certified to say it. Hope you know that I may have the effulgence. I may have the vocabulary and the speakings of medical terms. That doesn't make me a doctor. That's how positive speaking does. But positive speaking is still better than saying nonsense. Because you want to lie to say something. He said, if you see the stress we went through to buy it, and truly it's not good to any stress. And then stress is hearing you that, oh, you went through stress. I did not know. He said, stress G. He said, did it pass through your gate? He said, I did not pass. He said, he already indulged us now. We have been indulged to make sure it goes through stress. What are you waiting for? Let's start from the back. Because they are not ordinary. I want to ask us again. Which judge sat over Esau's words when he said those things that he said? May he not be your enemy. I'm under the anointing now. Me, I am blessed too. Job 22:28-29. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Glory to God. Please give it to me in KJV. Then Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Also in KJV. Holy Spirit, help us. Please, can we read this together? Wait, what shall you do? Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be unto thee. He said, and the light shall come upon thy ways. You shall say a thing, and it shall be established. If you are saying you are his fool, it will be established. It's what the word says. Thou shalt say it, and it shall be established. I proclaim I'm blessed. I'm terribly blessed. Next verse, please. Call my time. He said, when men are cast down, then thou shalt stay. Look at that. When men are cast down, it did not say you should go and climb. I may be down, but by words I'm up. Physically, you may see me down, but by words I am not down. It may appear like my body is high. My strength may be looking failed, but by words I am not. Until my words permit it, I can't go. Hope you know that all the time there was Tony Stephen. He did not die until he said, unto your hand I commit my spirit.
All right, please. Can we now follow me? Please, when may I come? What is your responsibility? He said, then thou shalt say. He did not say you are going to be saying that men are lifted up down. Nothing concerning with the men that are lifted down. That when you see that there is no gainful employment in Nigeria, it is from 100 level, you should start saying, do you know what? I have said it for a long time. I say I will never for once have to write CV and look for work. Even while I was in school, please don't be distracted, just follow me. That no matter what, even if you know that it is not pride, that a lion does not eat grass because they are proud. They don't eat grass because it is their nature. It is not in my own nature to be looking for what can be found in my father. Proclaim. Because there is power in your words. Serious power in your words. So the Bible is saying that when men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is lifting up. Alright. So, when men are cast down, what are you supposed to do? The way you are saying it, I'm suspecting you. When men are cast down, you, what are you supposed to do? Yes. He said, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say there is lifting up. And he shall save the humble person. Don't wait till you are the one that is down. He did not say when you are down. He said when men are down. It's a signal to you that you should start saying. I mean, I can't be looking for a job up and down. I'm not part of the people. Look at the way they are even looking at me, including the students. You are supposed to proclaim. The mic is in your hand. Destiny is in your hand. Anytime you hear words like that, you say it. I can't look for work. That's not my class. Nobody is getting a job in Nigeria. Everybody is suffering. Have you seen everybody? What is the definition of everybody? Proclaim, oh, because you are indulged to do it. The anointing is on you to do it. And you should also know when to close the scroll. You close the scroll. I'm lifted up. You will still pray today. This one you are not talking. I told us earlier that you are going to come with your mic. If it's not physical, Michael, me, I am lifted up. Lifted up. Because when men are cast down, I don't wait to be down. Me, I can't be down. I want to see something. Give me Luke 4, verse 19. Give it to me in MSG. I want you to see that proclaim, what that proclaim means. Luke. Very quickly, look. Luke 4, 19. In NIV 4. Your sound is shaking, oh God. I'm just sitting there. All right, can we at least sound if we don't have light? He said, to what? What is there to? Wait, don't mean this. To proclaim. To. Now, give it in a. He said, to what? Have you ever seen any announcement where the person making an announcement is not talking? Eh? That you just. You can hear me, Abby.
When it means to proclaim, it means to go and announce. All those other nonsense you are putting your status, you have been announcing something too. Yes, yes, you have been announcing something. You are the one that don't know. Hope you know. I'm under the blessing. A time will come. The people that have been seeing it, they are under the blessing, brother.
The announcement has reached us. Ekule has bought your sosun to ko.
For those that don't understand the English I just spoke, actually, in Yoruba, it means egugbe koso. That is, the rat at home had had the announcement. They had informed. Then they used to say something. They say, Ogun agbotele.
Okay, some people don't understand this English now. This is the deepest of English.
They say, Ogun agbotele king paro to bagban. What it implies is that?
Oh, let me interpret. Now, serious. Let me interpret, actually. One, it means that when you are going to farm, you should make sure you don't carry cutlass. But do we, is that clear now? Okay. Better way to express it so. If you don't understand English,
Ogun agbotele kan kin paro to bagban. What it implies that when you are dealing with fans, you should not use AC.
Is it deep? Now, I know we have gotten it now.
It means, actually, in recent, now I'm more serious now, that announcement that is being made about a war will not give a wise crippled man. That is, if they announce that there is going to be war, so time, a wise crippled man will have started his journey. But the reason why the wise crippled man too did not die is because it was announced. When it comes to proclaim, it's not only to you. How many of you have ever made an announcement to yourself before?
This man has gotten to another dimension of announcement to himself.
Yes, there is that level. I'm still going to talk about that. Because some of you, the first announcement you need to make is to yourself. You go to the mirror and say, no, I am not fat. The economy cannot, they can't design me. You look at yourself in the mirror and say, hi, Jeremiah James, I'm blessed of the Lord. I can't be beggarly. I pity those who despise me. They will eat their words. When it comes to proclaiming, anytime, how many of you have ever, most times when they have to do an announcement, they need mic. Announcement, megaphone, mega anything, they need it to announce. Some of you will need to hold that invisible mic and declare to your word, I'm coming. Jeremiah James is coming. He said to announce, this is God's ear to heart.
On your behalf, this is God's ear to heart. So that, to declare the year of the Lord's favor, the acceptable year of the Lord, all of that is that you are saying it. You are announcing that, Atimbo, bye. God's prophecy over your life will not fail you. I want to show you one scripture. And then I'll take a few time to establish and what I want to say. And then we are going to pray. Like pray and declare and announce. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Now, give me that Joel chapter 3 that I asked for the other time. Let me increase the volume of this a bit. The monitor. Glory to God. Okay. KJV, thank you. He said, beat your plowshares. Yes, thank you. That is okay. Beat your... No, that's too much. Just bring it down a bit. Beat your plowshares into swords and your what? Pruning bow hooks into spears. I want to show you another one so that you understand this. Romans chapter 4 verse 17. All these let the weak say I'm strong in one hand. Then look at this one. Romans chapter 4 verse 17. He said, as it is written, I have made you a father of many. This is Abraham. Abraham that doesn't even have a child. I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. You see? I can't be poor. I can't be beggarly. Including our God, he caught things that are not as though they were. Things that are not as though they are. You are the only one that you say you are the child of God and you are doing like your father. That caught things that are not, that they are not. He said, let's be truthful. Leave church matter. No, they don't brainwash this one. You say you go ride car. Where the car? Hey God. Please. Can you give your neighbors an imagination to work with? That all of you that they see is all of you that there is. That you have not started telling them, I will ride car because you need to announce. You say, first thing, say, first thing, say, same thing, I've got motor, because I'm busy, I'm going to motor. You see, even you are laughing that that is how to cut things that are not as though they are. You know, sometimes you just go around town and look for where they are washing cars. You see, SUV, like the latest GLE, how much do you wash it? And you just drop from the bike. How much do you wash GLE? All this kind of cars. Say, is it for you or your uncle? Say, answer now. Say, what you say? What if the person is not your customer? Like, do you do discount? But don't worry. Can I get your number? All right. Then you go to another place. Say, how much do you sell GLE? Like, the tire. Like, when you want to replace all the back tires, like the four tires. Say, is what? Because I'm going to show you actually. That I wrote something in my notes that time is not permitting me to go follow the notes, and then the projection did not permit me. Is that when it comes to confession, you don't enter your confession, you act it. You cannot be saying, I can't be poor, and you are begging for food. You are doing the opposite of your confession. So it will be clear. I can't be beggarly. You have begged every person in your neighborhood. You have entered your confession. Because of time. Let me read something to us. Are we getting blessed or blessed? Tell your neighbor, I proclaim. I say, tell your under neighbor, say, I proclaim. All right. Our God, what does he do? He called the things that are not as though they are what? All right. Now, I have 5 main points I want to stress as an introduction for this our proclaim. Number one, I need you to note that God created the world by proclamation. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, you need to be a bit further and follow me. The Bible says in the beginning, God created, is a past tense, the heavens and the earth. He said, and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. He said, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the surface of the deep. And God did what? And God did what? What are you saying when there is darkness everywhere? I thought just God just finished creating the earth and the heavens. The Bible now says, now the earth was formless. When there is formlessness, when there is nothing in your account, do you go and complain around? Or you say something and act your saying? Some of you, your account is void and formless without shape. In fact, as I speak now, some of you, your account is really minus. But that is about to change. Because like your God, you see. Should I show you one scripture? I love that scripture a lot. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Give it to me, amplify. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Hebrews 11, verse 3. But while we are looking for that scripture, can some of you begin to say to voidness, things that are empty? The way you are saying this, I'm suspecting you. Now, please, you can come to the keyboard because I'm using hand-head. The way you are saying it, I'm suspecting you. The Bible said, God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be light, and there was light. The way you are saying it, I'm suspecting you. You can do better than what you are doing now. For in Jesus' mighty name, I will pray. Please be seated. Some of you may be discouraged because you have been saying things. Another thing I want you to know is that there are three foundations upon which your confession stands. Number one is, do you believe it? Do you believe what you are saying? Or you are just saying for saying sake? Number two is, do you know it? Do you know what you are saying? Number one, do you believe what you are saying? Number two, do you know what you are saying? Then number three, can you embrace what you are saying? Or you just said it because you want to play church? Hope you guys know that according to scripture, all these things that God said, hope you know that God did not see it physically before God went home. If you are not aware, it happened. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 11. Genesis chapter 1. Please, can we read this together? He said, then God said, let the land produce what? This is the God saying, no. Let the land produce vegetation, trees, seed, bearing, whatever, and all of that, according to their kind. What the Bible says, and it was so. But if you get to Genesis chapter 2, verse 6. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6. Very quickly. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 5. Let's start from verse 5. Genesis. No, verse 5. Let's start from verse 5. He said, and no shrub of the field had appeared on the earth yet. And no plant of the field had sprung up yet. But I thought from Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible said, God said, let there be vegetation, let there be whatever. The Bible said it was so. Physically, it was not seen, but it was so. And God went home to rest. Yet, when you get to Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says there was no shrub on earth. No plant was there. No, nothing was there. Went home, he could rest on that. Whatever you proclaim is on the strength of number one, do you believe it? Number two, do you know it? Number three, can you embrace it? That people are thinking you are a mumu.
How can you come and say you want? The engineer that was building this place, he said there are two kind of people that can build this place at the time when we started building. He said, number one, a politician. I said, I'm not a politician. Number two, he said, a thief. Ah. And he said, there are two people. Ah. I said, sorry, sir, you have missed the third person. He said, okay, who is the third person? I said, the one God help. So that they will not say I kept quiet there. Me, I don't know how to keep quiet for those kind of things. I spoke. He said, are you not going? I spoke. I remember when my daughter swallowed lithium battery. Then the doctor also gave us two options. He said, number one, they need to do clinical, and it's not in learning, they want to travel. Number two is that they want to cut her open. Ah. And then danger took. Before I got there, I already received the word that anything that goes into a man's mouth goes into his stomach and out of the body. But the doctor did not give me that option. I said, sorry, sir, there's a third one. He said, what is the third one? I said, the Bible says that anything that goes into the man's mouth enter into his stomach and out of the body. Then he said, I don't like it when people teach scripture. I say, very good, you have met the wrong person. You, when you said your two options, I did not argue with you. I did not like it when doctors are not. Me now, I have my office as the father of the child. Is it your daughter? I am giving you the third option. He said it doesn't exist. And do you know the irony? It was the third option that worked. Because sometimes, most of you are not even convinced what you are saying. I cannot that you can see. Because you are confessing opposite. I cannot be beggarly. You have carried spoon in your pocket and went to go and knock your sister in Rebecca's house. It takes sacrifice to it. You have to be convinced that you know what you are saying. I cannot beg, said. It's not in my nature. When God said that, let there be vegetation, let there be everything according to his kind, the Bible says it was so. God did not doubt it. He went to rest, and the Bible now says in Genesis 2 verse 5, he said there was no even shrub. There was no plant on it at all. How come? The one God created in Genesis 1 verse 11, where did he go to? Jesus also caused a fig tree. And said, fig tree, may nobody eat any out of you again. The fig tree was looking normal. When Jesus did not say, ha, oh, mommy, emi, Jesus, uluawa, ha, Jesus, Nazareth, oh, ti, mommy. Then Jesus now off clothes. And say, igi, Peter, so he fast. They can fast. He believed it, he knows it, and he embraced it. He left the thing. The thing, the next day, the Bible said when they came, the thing has withered from the root. There are some things that you are going to say, it will happen immediately. There are others that it will happen with time. If you are consistent, please be seated. Proclaim. I declare, I proclaim. I am like my God.
I think I will give an opportunity to pray. I may not be able to go this. Let me just give us the God dimension. And then I will give us five things rather on proclaiming.
I want you to know that our words are not ordinary. They are creative. They are legislative. And they are prophetic. It may not happen yet, but it will happen with time. Please give me that scripture that I asked for the other time. Thank you for this one you showed me. Please, can we read this together? He said, by faith, we understand that the words during successful ages were framed. This is the one we used to pray. I'll come back to this one. He said, we are framed, fashioned, put in order. You don't get it. That you are already building your duplex and you are putting things in order. Because the Bible says that what? He said the word that we see were framed, fashioned, put in order and equipped for intended purpose by the word. By the word of God. So that what we see was not made out of things that are visible. Kai. And then if you check verse 1 11, can you see? It's enough. faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for. Being proof of things we do not see. And conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Kai, I may not feel it though. I may not see it yet. But I'm not alone. I am not beggarly. I'm not sickly. I can't be down. Because the Bible says, let the weak say, I'm strong. So when you go to an hospital, you don't even need to be there. When you are saying that, when you are reporting something like, why this person come to church, say the person is strong, go to Yewa. Agape, calmness. Kai, I want to give you 5 minutes to frame some things. It may not be visible now. You are not saying the same. He said we understand that the word that we see now were framed, fashioned. I need some of you to begin to frame things. By your word, to begin to fashion them. If that is how you are going to, the mic is in your hand. Hey, oh, but Soros, okay, oh, Soros, okay. Aya, come on, Isela. Yes. I need you on your drums. I proclaim. Ayake la ba 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 ba. Arana makaba. Poko teke mana mekai. Don't be quiet. Anywhere you are, this is not the time to be silent. Shamana kabara mikubarati. Proclaim. I proclaim. Some of you, we need to begin to pray. The Spirit of God is here tonight. The Spirit of God is here tonight. He says, as you decree my hearing, so will I do. As you decree my hearing, so will I do. Shabatoko samala makia. Pray. Fashion, put in order. Equip for intended purpose. By word. Pray. If I were you, I will confess it. I will declare it. If I were you, I will confess it. I will declare it. Proclaim it. Some of you, we need to repent on the things you have been saying. Say. By Jesus' mighty name have we pray. You will still pray some more. But look up.
Listen to me. Ah, yeah. You see, give me Luke 24, verse 6. I think that will explain it. Because you will still talk. 6. I want to show you something so that you will not just be keeping quiet. Please, can we read this together? Wait! Don't go too far. He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you. Wait. Did you know when I did the scriptural study of this to check what Jesus was saying? You gave it to me in Luke 16, the other time. Luke 16:24. From verse 21. I discovered that it go hand in hand. This was what Jesus told them. That he said, remember I told you. Look at it. He said from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed. It was Jesus saying that. And I discovered that, why? Why was Jesus always talking about he was killed, he must kill? Because they can't kill him if he did not say it. Jesus' death was by his word. And you understand now. Give me Matthew 12. I'm coming back to this one because I want to show you something so that you can know what proclaim means. Power of. There's something I wrote in my notes. I said, you have to be at confession level to be at possession level. Confession, possession. Which Matthew? What is this one? What is what I asked for? Did I ask for any scripture? Matthew 12. I did not say verse 1 now. Okay. I think 38. Let me say 38. Matthew 12. Okay, give me 35. Either 35 or 30. I'll come back to this. We'll go to 30. Okay, next verse. No, 34. He said, you brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, 35. 35. He said, the good man. He said, the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. I want to say something. Some of you are tired too early. And when I was saying it, it was you that came to mind. That's how I was pointing to you. You are saying it and it appears like it's not working. Then you give up. You don't understand? See, my last breath on earth, I will keep saying, I shall not die, but live. I shall not die, but live. Proclamation is not when things are good. Proclamation means, even when I'm coughing it, I do not doubt what I'm saying 1 second. I doubt it because number one, I believe it. Number two, I know it. Number three, I embrace it. I'm coughing. I can't cough because Jesus said to the fig tree, no one will eat of you again. The thing was still looking normal until the morning when it withered completely. I can't die. At least not untimely. So he said, the good man bring good things out of the good stored up in him. And the evil man bring evil things out of the evil stored up in him. Next verse. He said, but I tell you that men will
may we have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. Look at the next verse. He said, for by your words you will be acquainted, and by your words you will be condemned. What it means is that if Jesus has not said it, that he will die, nothing can kill him. And that is why you will see when he said it, that he will have to go and die. Peter was thinking it was a negative confession. So Peter quickly went to meet him and said, Lord, that shall not die. Jesus said he's a devil. That because he did not have in mind the things of God. This is the guy that just said that you are the Christ. That he said flesh and blood has not revealed to you. Now he's not saying Jesus should not die. Jesus said he's saying nonsense. Because if Jesus embraced that word, maybe Jesus will have changed his mind. But Jesus keeps saying it. Go and check your Bible. He keeps saying that the Son of Man must die. The Son of Man will die. And even he's talking about the Son of Man, he was talking about himself. That he will die. He will die. You now, you are joking. You say you die. What kind of joke is there? So even at joke level, I'm blessed. I said the lowest I can go for joke is that I'm blessed. There are some things that are not spoken though. You are not in that. You see, your code of conduct does not permit you to say some things. Sapa cannot reach your side. What is Sapa beside Jehovah Jireh? The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing of importance. So he said, you will be condemned. By your words, you will be justified. So Jesus keeps saying that he will die. But I love something he did not stop saying too. Immediately after he said that, go to the scripture I'm reading, not this one. Immediately after he said that, he said, and that he must die. And then he now said, and on the third day, if he just said he must die and he did not say the other one too, he will have just died and stayed there. And that is why I'm always quick to say things that are joke. I say, this one is a joke. This one is a joke. But do you know the irony? The Bible said, as he was saying that he will die, he was also saying that he will rise on the third day. So when they went to look, they confirmed that he has been saying that he will die. When they now went to go and look for him where he was dead, the angel reminded them of the second part of what he was also saying. If he had not said it before he died, how will he have risen without? Because the Bible says he is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you why he was still with you in Galilee. That is, what have you been saying that people can remember? Can they now be reminded of this? Do you remember that lady? Hope you know when they don't remember people, they remind them by what they used to say. They say, do you remember that lady that they say she's a spoon? She has finally become a spoon, golden spoon for that matter. Even if people forget you, let them remember your words. That guy that does not have anything then, that will be saying that he will never have a poor. Now, he's not poor. Ha, God has lifted him up. I want you to pick words now and begin to frame. You see, when they say frame something, frame, fashion. Fashion means it can be measured. That is what I want you to do. I don't want you to pray in tongues. I really want you to declare. I am done. Well, pray. He said just as he said. No, give me that Luke 24 verse 6. That is what I want you to proclaim. The way you are... No, change this, your string. Change it to something else that people can use to proclaim. Please get your notes and begin to make declaration. Proclamation. Begin to proclaim. The Bible says in 2 Samuel, 2 Corinthians rather, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. What can people remember? He said, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And through him, the amen is spoken by us. The amen is spoken by us. That is when you are proclaiming, the so be it is spoken by you. The so be it is spoken by you. Proclaim. I release the sound of the heaven. The sound. Bible says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, amen, he's spoken. Speak, amen. Ayana, Karavana, Timote. Those promises God has given to you, begin to declare them, begin to declare them, begin to declare them. I release the sound of the heaven, the sound of creation. I release the sound of the heaven. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let your body say I'm mighty. Aya, Kemala, Temoro, Segena. Let the poor say I am rich. For no matter how many promises we have in Christ, we speak the amen. He said, you shall declare it and it shall be established. For in Jesus' mighty name, are we praying. Look at this scripture. There are two ways you can proclaim. Number one is on the strength of prophecies. Either by the scriptures, prophecy by the scriptures, or prophecy inspired by the Holy Spirit directly to you, traced back to scriptures. Number two way you can proclaim. The first thing you can proclaim is prophecy. The second thing you can proclaim are promises. The Bible says, for no matter how many promises God made, he said they are yes in Christ. But do you not know where our own part is? He said, and so through him, amen is spoken by us. Do you know what it means? That is, amen means so be it. So what it implies is that those promises that God has made to you, you will not be thinking so be it. Prophecies are not mattresses you sleep on, they are sword with which you fight. And your mouth is the razor blade you use to sharpen it. So your mouth is the rudder that bring your path upward. I can't be quiet this season, no. I sorosuke. Mio, I proclaim. I am not beggarly. I am under the blessing. This is the year of the Lord's favor for me. Minimal effort, extraordinary results. In a city where people are down, I declare I am lived in the name of Jesus. Can you say the amen in Christ? Can you go up with a shout? Glory to God.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Bekadim, Tanke Okyodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.